once again and welcome to Come Algie here on 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron and I'll bring you a program of folk music today, which I do every week generally. We'll start the program with two tracks from a good old album by the Scottish group Kelbeg. Set of tunes. They call it the Mazurka set, although the middle one is a bure, but that's all right. Who's quibbling over little things like that? We'll hear the Mazurka du Morvan, hip hop bure, and a third one simply called Ian. And then I'll keep them going with one of Robert Burns' less serious compositions called Welly Wassel.
Wally, he wassailed well on Tweed, the place they cried at Lincoln Doddy. Wally, he was a wabster, good, could stown a clue on a buddy. He had a wife, was in Doer and Dun, Tinkler Magee, he was her mother. Sick a wife as Wally's wife, I wouldn't give a button for her. She has an ee, she has but yin, the cat has twa the very colour, five rusty teeth for by her stump, a clap her tongue with diva miller, a whisk and beard, a boot a her moo, her nose and chin they thread and heather, sick a wife as Willie's wife, I wouldna gie a button for her. Sick a wife as Willie's wife, sick a life that Willie led her. Sack a wife as well as wife, through the day he'd ever wed her. Sack a wife as well as wife, sack a husband well he made her. Sack a wife as well as wife, through the day he'd ever laid her to. Left and twisted right, they balance fair in the quarter. She has a hump upon her breast, the knee barrowed upon her shudder. Sick a wife as well as wife, I wouldna gie a button for her. Sick a wife as well as wife, sick a life that well he led her. Sick a wife as well as wife, rue the day he'd ever wed her. Sack a wife as well as wife, sack a husband well he made her. Sack a wife as well as wife, rued the day he'd ever laid her down. The angle sits, and we her loof, her face a washing. Well, his wife, she's no sit trig, she dicks her grungy wee a cushion. While he needs like mad and creels, a face would file the Logan water. Sick a wife as well as wife, I wouldna gie a button for her. I wouldna gie a button for her.
Robert Burns not impressed with Willie's wife. A song called Willie Wassail, sung there by Davy Steele from the group Kilbeg, from their album Kilbeg 5. Before that, the same band, different album, Mazurka du Morvan, Hip Hop Beret and Ian. Three tunes in a medley featuring the clarsack of Wendy Stewart and Gary West playing pipes. Kilbeg, fine band they were. You're listening to Come All Ye. Good to have you along. This is Chris Foster. It comes from the West Country of England with a song not about England but about Newfoundland.
Banks of Newfoundland. So we And I was in Liverpool, way up in Marylebone, with my true love there beside of me, and a jug of ale in hand. When I woke broken hearted on the banks of Newfoundland, so we'll rob around and scrub around with holy stone and sand, and say farewell to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. We had Watton Lynch from Ballinahinch, Jimmy Murphy and Mike Moore, and it was in the winter of 62 that them sea boys suffered a sore, for they'd sold their clothes in Liverpool and pawned them out of hand, not thinking of cold nor westers that blow on the banks of Newfoundland. So we'll rob around and scrub around with holy stone and sand, and say farewell to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. We had one female passenger, Bridget Riley was her name, and to her I had promised and on me she had a claim, and she tore up her flannel petticoats to make mittens for our hands. She couldn't see us sea boys freeze on the banks of Newfoundland, so we'll rob around and scrub around with holy stone and sand, and say farewell to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. Oh, and now we are off Sandy Hook, me boys, and the land's all covered with snow, and a tugboat will take our hawser, and for New York we will tow. And when we get into the Black Bull Dock, boys and girls will stand and bid adieu to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. So we'll rob around and scrub around with holy stone and sand, and say farewell to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. So we'll rob around and scrub around with holy stone and sand, and say farewell to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland.
By night
a song composed by Corinne Polwart, sung there by Kathy Ryan. Follow the Heron. Kathy Ryan was born in Detroit to Irish parents, and she now lives in Louth in Ireland. And her album, The Farthest Wave, is very nice, and I think it was the featured album on Come All Ye last year. And it's nice to dip into it from time to time. There are so many good versions of that song because it's a lovely song, Follow the Heron. Once again, a song composed by Corinne Polwart. And before that, The Banks of Newfoundland by Chris Foster. Here's a little bit of flash guitar work, I think. Huk Ole Storpolska by Chris Newman. Chris Newman and Huk Ole Storpolska. And yes, he was playing guitar, but he was also playing mandolin very well. In fact, on the album, he plays guitar, mandolin, piano, electric bass, and fretless bass, and some percussion. And his wife, Myrna Casey, plays harp, whistle, and piano on the album as well. It's a good album, Fretwork. The man is really quite amazing. I've played on the program, I think, a version of the Goldberg Variations, a little bit of Bach, played by him. Great musician, Chris Newman. You're listening to Come All Ye, and I think I'll introduce you to the featured album a little earlier than sometimes in the program, but why not? It's called By the Rising of the Sea, which gives you a bit of an indication of what it's about. By the Rising of the Sea sounds a bit like a shanty, doesn't it? And a bit like a protest song. And it is that sort of album. The musician's name is James Kahn, K-A-H-N. He has quite a backstory. He was an emergency room doctor, an ER doctor in Los Angeles for quite a few years, and then decided he'd rather do something else, so he started writing novelizations of movies, meaning turned the storyline of movies including Poltergeist, Return of the Jedi, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, turned them into novels and made a bit of a success of that. Spielberg quite liked his work. Then he wrote lots of scripts for TV programs and did that for about 20 years. But underpinning all this, he really liked music and liked shanties. But not just shanties. The songs on this album by the Horizon of the Sea cover quite a spread. Traditionally, shanties tended to be about sailors' struggles with the elements and hardships and toil. And certainly this album of contemporary shanties addresses those crises as well, but include climate change, COVID-19, oil slicks, species die-off and existential angst, I suppose. Bit of black humour in here, a bit of poignancy, quite a bit of hope as well. So we'll start with the Horizon of the Sea title track, Horizon of the Sea. James Caan, featured album on Come All Ye Today.
The Horizon of the Seas, by the rising of the seas, the day may yet be lost, and the empty world tossed on the rising seas. The temperature's rising, lads, degree by degree. Woe betide us, come the rising sea. Come terrible migrations and a world of refugees, all adrift on the rising sea. The rising of the seas, by the rising of the seas, the day may yet be lost, and the empty world tossed on the rising sea. The icebergs all are calving, bear cubs drifting on the floes, well away on the rising sea. And the landfalls are a-shrinking down to where nobody knows, sinking low on the rising sea. The rising of the seas, by the rising of the seas, the day may yet be lost, and the empty world tossed on the rising seas. Come hurricanes and river floods and ice storms, know it well, by the rising of the sea. And the furnace burning fuel sounds like the tolling of the bell of the rising sea. And the droughts of withered flowers that are twisting in the breeze, far away from the rising seas. In the wildfires we are losing all the forests for the trees, to the winds of the rising seas. And the birds without direction on the sere and arid plains, water gone to the rising seas. Nor any drops to drink in the pools of dirty acid rain, washing down to the rising sea. The rising of the seas, by the rising of the seas, the day may yet be lost, and the empty world tossed on the rising seas. And the ghosts of all our memories may spill o'er the ocean floor, nethermost to the rising sea. With the shipwrecks of our grand designs and all that came before, drowned away in the rising seas. The rising of the seas, by the rising of the seas, the day may yet be lost, and the empty world tossed on the rising seas. Yet may we mark this vision well and evermore take heed from the call of the rising seas. And turn around our foundering ship by every word and deed in the name of the rising sea. The rising of the seas, by the rising of the seas, the day may yet be lost, and the empty world tossed on the rising seas.
of the rising of the seas, by the rising of the seas. The day may yet be lost, and the empty world tossed on the rising seas.
There you go, first track from the featured album. The title track, By the Rising of the Sea. James Kahn is the lead singer there. So there's a traditional shanty style about some of the songs, not all of them, but they do include that good harmony work on a lot of the songs. So classic style, but contemporary themes. And we'll hear more from that in just a little while. We'll lighten the tone somewhat with the Austin Lounge Lizards.
I have travelled round the world from Fiji to Nairobi, sampled the exotic fare from Chihuahua to the Gobi, from Lansing to Helsinki and all points in between. I've been fed the finest Finnish food and British haute cuisine, from the malts of Montezuma to the s'mores of Tripoli, from the mints of Machu Picchu to the donuts of the deep dead sea. Let me set you straight, my friends, it always seems to be mammals, fish and reptiles all taste the same to me. Chip beef on toast, half a friend for pot roast, tender little piggy toes with a bit of Bordeaux, French fried mince pies right between the fish eyes, half-baked pound cake, shake and bake and rattlesnake, slop, plop,
tastes like chicken,
gruel, drool,
tastes like chicken,
spumoni, bologna,
tastes like chicken,
tastes like chicken to me. Quattro formaggi in an ancient Tuscan palace, mystery meats impaled on sticks at the state fair in Dallas, leaning towers of pizza and spaghetti bolognese. How I love the poo-poo platter, let me count the ways. I've scouted out the finest crowd in Baraboo, Wisconsin. I've filled a dish with gefilte fish with a Jew named Ole Janssen. The joys of vegan nut loaf with a side of lychee ramen. From French Nouveau to lutefisk, they all have this in common. Alligator, Darth Vader, skewered on a lightsaber, burger top with special sauce, a bit of car exhaust, hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn, kumquats, tater tots, Devon cream with lots of clots, scones, bones,
tastes like chicken,
slush, mush,
tastes like chicken,
hummus, hummus,
tastes like chicken,
tastes like chicken to me. Filet of bunny, when it's sunny, is lip smacking good. Monkey brains, when it rains, is my favorite foot. Artichoke is okey-doke with a slice of tongue. Manatee's a dream to me, especially when it's young. Rat butts, any way you can nuts, groundhog, boiled dog, love a little legless frog, orange pop, gumdrops, Sherry Lewis lamb chops, collard greens from New Orleans, Chianti and fava beans, blubber, flubber,
tastes like chicken,
masa, kielbasa,
tastes like chicken,
lizards, gizzards,
tastes like chicken,
tastes like chicken to me. Chalupas, pupas,
tastes like chicken,
cookies, wookies,
tastes like chicken,
soda, Yoda,
tastes like chicken,
order, chaos,
tastes like chicken,
dopey, grumpy,
tastes like chicken,
Donner and Blitzen,
tastes like chicken,
Democrats, Republicans,
tastes like chicken,
Betty, Veronica,
tastes like chicken,
tastes like chicken. Tastes like chicken. Yeah.
Get out of here. Go on, go away. The Austin Lounge Lizards. And have you ever tasted something and you can't quite work out what it reminds you of? Well, now you know. It all tastes like chicken.
I'm all you fisher lassies, I it's come along with me. The Caden Balgan Gamery and the Inveralachy, the Bucky and the Aberdeen and all the country run. We're a what you got the hell and we're a a tune. You rise up in the morning with your bundle in your hand. Be at the station early, for you'll surely hate to stand. Tack plenty to eat and a kettle for your tea, or you'll maybe die of hunger on the way to Yarmouth Quay. The journey, it's a lang, you know, it takes a day or two. And when you reach your lodging, sure, it's soon to sleep you'll fall. But she rise at five, when a sleep still in your ear. You don't want to find the cutting, yet so long the air with key. It's early in the morning, now it's late into the night. Your hands are cut and chop, a tiny looking and pissed. And you greet her like a wane when you put them in the brain. And you wish you were a thousand miles away from Yarmouth Quay. There's coopers there and curers there, buyers canny chills. There's lassies at the pickle and the nethers at the creels. And you wish a fish had been olived in the sea by the time you finish cutting herring on the Yarmouth Quay. And Lerwick Eye and Stornoway and Shields, I've worked along the Humber amongst the barrels and the creels. What by Grimsby I've travelled up and down, but the place to see the herring is the key of Yarmouth Town. And my fisher lassies, I it's come away with me. They came bulg and gave me and fee and met all of me. Fee Bucky and fee Aberdeen and all the country.
Cilla Fisher and Artie Trezise from an old, old album simply called Cilla and Artie, a song composed by Ewan McColl, Fisher Lassies. Next track is from Brian Conway, a very impressive fiddle player, American-born, but had parents from County Tyrone in Northern Ireland. Trim the Velvet, this is. So Trim the Velvet and Lord Gordon's Reel. Thank you.
I've been gone this bloody long year all across the wiling sea. We've been through storms and doldrum days, this ship of fools and me, this ship of fools and me. I thought we might be gone a week, then a month or two, but the leaky vessel lost its way with a sodding, sodding crew. I've been gone this bloody long year all across the wiling sea. We've been through storms and doldrum days, this ship of fools and me, this ship of fools and me. There's them that cried and them that died, and some to madness fell. They drilled little holes in the hull for fun to send us all to hell. Been gone this bloody long year all across the wiling sea. We've been through storms and doldrum days, this ship of fools and me, this ship of fools and me. But land is near, I can feel it now. Do you smell the earth and trees? I dare not hope, yet hope I do, to leave these withering seas. I've been gone this bloody long year all across the wilding sea. We've been through storms and doldrum days, this ship of fools and me, this ship of fools and me. Land ho, I hear the barrel men cry, and joy there is but fear. For when we dock, the world will have changed this grave and treacherous year. And I changed too, though I know not how, but life is ever a jest. So steady as she goes, and laugh and drink, and the devil had done for the rest. I've been gone this bloody long year all across the wilding sea. We've been through storms and doldrum days, this ship of fools and me, ship of fools and me. So it's merry I'll go as merry I be, and to hell with the year that's been. And don't look back and get on with your life, and the occasional jigger of gin. What say to a trifling pitcher of gin? I've been gone this bloody long year all across the wilding sea. We've been through storms and doldrum days, this ship of fools and me, this ship of fools and me. Been gone this bloody long year all across the wilding sea. We've been through storms and doldrum days, this ship of fools and me, ship of fools and me.
You wrote that in 2020. That's from the featured album, James Carn's album By the Rising of the Sea. That song is actually titled 2020, Ship of Fools. What happened in America in 2020? Can you remember? So more from him in a little while. Before that song, we heard Brian Conway. Wonderful album. Consider the Source, it's called. S-O-U-R-C-E, in case you're confused. We heard Trim the Velvet and Lord Gordon's, a couple of lovely reels. You're listening to Come All Ye. Here is a song from a duo called, They're a duo plus a flute player. No, he's not allowed to be part of the duo. Husband and wife, Corey Purcell and Deirdre Lockman, cittern and fiddle, respectively. And they sing. They're called Poor Man's Gambit. Michael Coult turns up to play flute on the track Willie and Mary.
Last Mary stood by her own car. cottage door. When a beggar came by with a pouch on his eye, bedraggled and ragged and torn, your charity, fair maid, bestow upon me your fortune. I'll tell you besides, the lad that you mourn will never return to make little Mary his bride. She slipped and she started saying, all that I have, it's freely to you I will. By the break of a day, and I'll make little Mary my bride. Some railroad line. I'm gonna lay
Operator Blues, sung there by a group called the Hobart Smiths. Rachel Gates taking the lead there. Also in that trio, Fred Pryback and Jerry Balding. And they come from Hobart. They take their name from an old American musician called Hobart Smith, who played music in the States, mostly in the first half of the 20th century. And that's a good enough reason for an old-time blues trio to call themselves Hobart Smith. He was an old-time musician from Virginia. Now, another two Australian tracks. Now, I'll play two because they're quite short. They come from a choir, a Melbourne Lithuanian choir. I don't know how many Lithuanians or people of Lithuanian heritage are actually in the choir, but they call themselves the Lost Clog. And from their album, The Sparrow Made Some Beer, we'll hear Isaus Pavasarelis, I think, and Paduras Zvirblis Aluti. And all I can tell you is Zvirblis does actually mean sparrow, so that might have some relevance to the album's title.
Išaus, išaus pavasarėlis, ar paskraus, paskraus raipa gegutė. Už kukuos giroj gegutėlė, už dainuos mano mergužėlė. Išaus, išaus pavasarėlis, ar paskraus, paskraus raipa gegutė. Už kukuos giroj gegutėlė, už dainuos mano bernužės. Padura, padura, žvirblis saloti, oktam tadaram, oktem tedarem, oktica tedaretsa pom. Suparušę, suparušę
visus paukštelius optam tadaram, optėm tėderim, optica tėderica bom.
Tik tai nepaprušę
vienos palados optam tadaram, optėm tėderim, optica tėderica bom.
Atajo palada
ir neprašyta optam tadaram, optim tidrim, optica tidrica bom.
Už sėdo palada,
už stalo galo optam tadaram, optim tidrim, optica tidrica bom.
Nu kondo palada,
pirago gala, optam tadaram, optim tiderim, optica tiderica bom.
Išvedė žvirblelis
palada šoti, optam tadaram, optim tiderim, optica tiderica bom.
Numine žvirblelis
palada koja, optam tadaram, optim tiderim, optica tiderica bom.
So after the sparrow made some beer with a Lithuanian choir from Melbourne, we'll take a couple of tracks with identical titles, but they're rather different songs. First one by the Wilson family, an English group, singing group mostly, a song called Hawks and Eagles. And this refers to, or makes reference to, the Sharpeville massacre in South Africa in 1960. And I'll play another track straight after it called Hawks and Eagles. And it comes from the second South Carolina String Band, who are American Civil War reenactors. See what you make of these two versions of, well, they're not versions, these two songs, Hawks and Eagles.
As I walked out along the road, I saw my brother with a heavy load. I said to him, what have you seen? He said to me, I have a dream. In 1960, I thought I'd died in Sharpeville's bloody town. But I got up and I walked on tall. Nobody's gonna put me down.
Hawks and eagles fly like doves. Hawks and eagles fly like doves. Hawks and eagles fly like doves. Hawks and eagles fly like doves.
As I walked out along the way, I saw my sister bend and pray. I said to her, why do you kneel? She said, you don't know how I feel. For I had a little boy and a little girl, and I loved to watch them grow. But they were butchered in the streets, in the blood of Soweto.
Hawks and eagles fly like doves. Hawks and eagles fly like doves. Hawks and eagles fly like doves. Hawks and eagles fly like doves.
It's 85 and I'm walking still. Past that Newton Hagen Hill, saw a crowd set off a break a day. The soldiers said, you can't come this way. They say somebody threw a stone as they moved along the track, and a boy on a bike was the first to fall with a bullet in his back.
Hawks and eagles fly like doves. Hawks and eagles fly like doves. Hawks and eagles fly like doves. Hawks and eagles fly like doves.
It's been a long, long and a hard road, 300 years since settlers trod into that southern land. Now they're ruled by an iron hand. Low pay, no votes and passbook laws. Don't talk back, they say. But these hawks and eagles will fly like doves when the people rise one day.
Hawks and eagles fly like doves. 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 Hawks and eagles fly like doves.
Hawks and eagles fly like doves.
not a strong relationship between those two tracks, apart from identical titles, Hawks and Eagles. That one we just heard was from the second South Carolina string band, and before that, the Wilson family. They're very different. You're listening to Come All Ye, and I think we'll hear from Julie Murphy. Polly Vaughan is the name of the song.
Like a fountain of sound.
sufficiently bleak for you, perhaps? Polly Vaughan, sung by Julie Murphy from the album Black Mountains Revisited. A bit of slide guitar there from Martin Simpson. And we'll hear not quite a slide guitar, but a dobro in just a few minutes on another track. I'll remind you of the sound when we get to it. But that was Polly Vaughan. Another one now from the featured album by the Rising of the Sea, contemporary shanties, I suppose I should describe the tracks on this album, by James Kahn. This is No More a Whalen.
Blow now your handsome waves, be gone neath your ocean swells, and blow there ye mighty whales, go deep neath your ocean veils. We hunted them whales a long time, massacred by the score, all for oil and bloody riches. By God, we still came back for more, till the whale was nearly wiped out like the buffalo on the plain, yet they remain. Blow now, ye handsome whale, be gone neath your ocean swells, and blow there, ye mighty whales, go deep neath your ocean veils. The whale is the water master of all she surveys, then she dives to the belly of the world and keeps her counsel well aways. She's the heavy heart of the ocean and the soul of the very deep, may long she keep. Blow now, ye handsome whales, be gone neath your ocean swells, and blow there, ye mighty whales, go deep neath your ocean veils. We never stopped to listen to the beauty of their tune. We were so wrapped up in the romance of the sail and the harpoon, at the aching in their music only fell upon deaf ears, was a song of tears. Blow now, ye handsome whales, be gone neath your ocean swells, and blow there, ye mighty whales, go deep neath your ocean bays. Blow now, ye handsome whales, be gone neath your ocean swells, and blow there, ye mighty whales, go deep neath your ocean bales. So blow now, ye handsome whale, be gone neath your ocean swells, and blow there, ye mighty whale, go deep neath your ocean.
And off goes the whale. No More a Whalin' from the featured album by James Kahn. Now, remember that slide guitar? Well, here's a dobro. And a dobro, it's a brand name, I think it was from the Dopira brothers or Dopira brothers. Somehow, it's crept into Irish traditional music. Here's a tune called The Doon Reel, played by Frankie Lane, who is L-A-I-N-E, not Streets of Laredo or whatever that American country singer spelled his name. This is the Doon Reel, Frankie Lane on Dobro. rolls around and round and round, doesn't it? That's called the Dune Reel by Frankie Lane playing dobro. You're listening to Come All Ye, where you'll hear dobro and all sorts of other instruments. And if you'd like to hear it all again, well, you can listen on demand. You don't even have to say please. If you go to comeallye.com, press a couple of buttons, you'll be able to hear this and many other editions of Come All Ye. Also, if you go to 2MCE's website, which is 2MCE.org, same deal. Look for the appropriate link to listen on demand, and there we are. Not just this program, but some others produced here at 2MCE. That's where you are now, Community Radio, 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales, or anywhere you like, online. I've played lots of versions of the next track. It's called Train on the Island. This one, a little different. It comes from a release called The Hellbenders by a group of that name. And originally it was a cassette put out in 1990. And why it's interesting, I suppose, to me anyway, is that the group included Bruce Molsky. So from 1990, Bruce Molsky and The Hellbenders from Charlottesville, Virginia, and Train on the Island. Voice of Bruce Molsky sounding a little bit younger, 1990 that was recorded, but his voice is still strong and his fiddle playing is still excellent. More strength to his elbow. We go now to a short-lived group called Clan Alba. It included some very fine Scottish musicians. They put out one double CD and we'll hear two tracks from it, I think, right now. Firstly, a march, starting off with Clan Alba March, then Lexi McCaskill, composed by John McCaskill, and then one that I'm not going to pronounce in Gaelic, but it's the Hawk Hornpipe by James Hill. Then a song written and sung, I think, by Davy Steele. In fact, I know it's sung by Davy Steele with some other people involved. It's called No Gonna Leave Here. They were a fairly aggressive band in some ways, musically. Hopefully not to each other. They, as I said, they didn't last very long as a band. They were all doing other things. All the musicians were, and some of them still are, very active musically on the Scottish folk scene. For some unaccountable reason, they've written all their names in sand. And then somebody's taken a photo of this gravel or beach or something, and I can't read half of them. So that's all right, they're not going to be credited.
Thank you. are the working class, and working is a right. If they think that they can pick us up and drop us when they want, this time we are determined to show them that they can't. The plan Davis made a profit and things were looking grand, for the bosses asked for money to help them to expand. And the government took it really smug when they coughed up to the Yanks, who thanked them and went laughing all the way home to their banks. But no money leave here, no bit of fight. But if we are the working class and working isn't right, if they think that they can pick us up and drop us when they want, this time we are determined to show them that they can. And they said that they were sorry and their plans were all revoked, and their promise of expansion, it seems, was just a joke. They smiled and slapped us on the back and said it's quitting time, but when the factory gates were shut, we were still inside. And we're no gonna leave here, no, it's a fight. But if we are the working class, then working is a right. If they think that they can pick us up and drop us when they want, this time we are determined to show them that they can't. And don't call us Reds and anarchists, we're outside the law, but it's them that stole the taxpayers' money and we pay tax and all. And we're no here to preference, nor for political gain. Show some Scottish pride against American shame. But no money leave here, no, it's a fight. But if we are the working class and working is a right, if they think that they can pick us up and drop us when they want, this time we are determined to show them that they can. To free your children's children from the crime of poverty. Those men of greed, land and money who tried to keep us down will one day see their mighty empires crumble to the ground. And we're no gonna leave here, no, it's a fight. But if we are the working class and working is a right, if they think that they can pick us up and drop us when they want, this time we are determined to show them that they can't.
Too much drumming is never enough. We heard a kit drum and a side drum, timpani and percussion. And I did manage to decipher all the names written in sand. We had Dick Gochen playing guitar, Mary McMaster playing electro harp and metal strung clarisac, and a cowbell on track or two. Brian McNeil playing fiddle, cittern and concertina. Fred Morrison, Highland bagpipes and whistle. Patsy Seddon, harp, fiddle and claves. Davy Steele, who sang and wrote that last song we heard, playing guitar, mandola, bouzouki and maracas. And the drummers, Mike Travis playing full kit and other percussion, and Dave Tulloch, timpani, percussion and harmonica. So that's Clan Alba, and they're no gonna leave. They're not getting out of that factory until they get what they want. There's a ghost in our house by the group Merry Hell.
Watching me, watching you. It sees everything we are. The secrets we've hidden from view. It's not that we fear, it's mediocrity. Not dying, but fading away. It's the will to do more than just exist. It's the chance we missed. It's the chance we missed. There's a ghost in our house. There's a ghost in our house.
At the window, hide your dreams and your deepest yearning. Someone's at the window.
Guess what that was called? From the album The Ghost in Our House and Other Stories by the group Merry Hell. Bob and Virginia Kettle involved in that group with a few other people. I'm finding some tracks that I haven't played for a long time for today's program. I hope you're coping with it. Here's another one from the featured album, probably the last, well, it is the last one we'll hear today, from James Kahn and the album By the Horizon of the Sea. This is the Bucket of Bones.
Got a brand new posting piped aboard the ship known as Bucket of Bones. The Spanish mate, he told me I had cojones to sail a ship what's homeward bound to the everlasting port of Davy Jones. Bucket of Bones, wails and moans when the sea pulls you down to the bottom. When you mateys wish you was back in your homes, and you cry out your prayers if you got 'em. Whoa, if you got 'em. We cruised from Santa Barbara, made way for old Cancun. But we anchored off the Channel Isles at noon. We stayed there drinking Moscow mules till the blighted yellow rising of the moon.
bucket of bones, wails and moans when the sea pulls you down to the bottom. When your mateys wish you was back in your homes, and you cry out your prayers if you got 'em.
Oh, if you got 'em. 1,100 passengers had come to drink and play. We had 7 bars and an all-night right buffet. While I smartly heaved half-eaten food and plastic trash astern all the night and day. We stopped at Tijuana town for a one-day shopping spree. I stayed aboard to swab midships a lee. Voyagers come back with a booty of cheap sombrero hats, and we set to sea.
Bucket of bones, wails and moans when the sea pulls you down to the bottom. When you old tars wish you was back in your homes, and cry out your prayers if you got 'em.
Whoa. Big storm blew us right off course, and the paying class got ill. The pipes backed up and the AC smelled like swill. We'd all gorged in this devil's ark. Now every mother's son will have his fill.
The oysters Rockefeller turned, and we ran out of Dramamine. Cookies tossed was not a pretty scene. But this omen was no sky of red. It was every lover's face a shade of green.
Bucket of bones, wails and moans when the sea pulls you down to the bottom. When you buckos wish you was back in your homes, and you cry out your prayers if you got them.
Oh, if you got them.
We leaked an oil slick that fouled the ocean many a day. Our food and water slowly did give way. We caught a touch of plague, but all the medicine we had was Cabernet. We got no Wi-Fi bars, we were belayed by our cell phones. The days were dark and chilly with unknowns. But the day we started coughing, well, I knew we'd all end up just a bucket of bones.
Bucket of bones, wails and moans when the sea pulls you down to the bottom. When you sailors wish you was back in your homes, and you cry out your prayers if you got 'em.
Whoa! The angry sea did swallow us, forgiveness though we prayed. Our fate was clear, our gluttony displayed. We'd spewed our bilge upon the sea too long, and now the piper must be paid.
Bucket of bones, wails and moans when the sea pulls you down to the bottom. When you young lads wish you was back in your homes, and you cry out your prayers if you got them.
Oh, if you got them.
Bucket of bones, wails and moans when the sea pulls you down to the bottom. When you young lads wish you was back in your homes, and you cry out your prayers if you got them.
James Caan, Bucket of Bones. I don't think I'd like to be on that ship. By the Rising of the Sea, featured album today on the program. James Caan, a man of many parts, emergency room doctor for some years, then a movie novelisation writer, then TV script writer, and now in his later years, he's back to music, which was a hobby for so long. Time for 1.5 tracks, I think. This will be the last full track, I suspect. This is the group made up of Nancy Kerr, James Fagan and Rob Harbron, the album Station House, Farmhands and Masters.
Listening to
ditches to clear and gates to hang, and hedgerows need attending to. Upon cold tea we breakfasted, a rind of fat, a crust of bread, to soak up all the sweat we've shed, as the farmhand serves his master. And through the haze of summer days, you curse the heat and shear the sheep. An August sun strong on your back, the harvest walks you off your feet. There's many a wheat ear and barley head rubs through your shirt and chafes you red, and the stubble spikes you where you tread, as the farmhand serves his master. When the fields give up their yields, you plow and harrow and lay to fallow. Our master's mind has turned to sport, in hunting pink and horn to hallow. The mill stream where the foxes fled, we open gates as we are bid. Or we'll fetch his crop to us instead. Still a farmhand serves his master. There's news of war on Belgium's shore. We must enlist, we daren't resist. In carts they drove us to the train and pushed a shilling in our fist. In Flemish mud we crawled and bled, till most of us was maimed or dead. Some sense into our heads. To hell with all the masters.
Of James Fagan, a song called Farmhands and Masters. And a strong song it is too, about the First World War. We're hearing the flute of Kirsten Allstaff, the Humours of Ale House, and Seamus Tansey's favourite will take us out today. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. I've enjoyed bringing it to you. So I hope you can come back again real soon, or listen to it all again on Listen On Demand. Been tuned to 2MCE, and this has been Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. Thank you. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.